It's MyFM's Growing Up on the Farm, a look at local agriculture powered by Smith's Farm Equipment and fueled by Kubota. Today, Michael Wheeler of Golden Maples Farm.
It is so nice to speak to you. Thanks for coming in today.
Well, thanks for having me, Bob.
Everybody knows about your farm and the long tradition. For anyone who may not be familiar, tell us what it is that you folks do.
Okay, so my family makes maple syrup. We've been making syrup on our farm for 70 years.
The Wheeler name is synonymous with incredible maple syrup, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate the compliment. And it is. It's we have our operation, and I can go into that. And then my uncle has his operation, Wheeler's Pancake House. So with between our two farms, people know the Wheeler name is associated with maple syrup.
It is a family tradition. How did you get involved in it? Just basically by being around it?
Yes, that's right. So the history is that my grandparents, they're originally from Renfrew County, and they moved down to my family's farm 70 years ago. So this coming season is going to be the 70th year that my family's been making maple syrup on the farm. And my dad was 9 months old when they moved. His name's Doug. And he took over the farm in 1975 from his parents and married my mom, Wenda, and they took over the farm and just continued to grow the operation. And they had four kids, me being one of them, and my siblings are Jen, Matthew, and Ashley. And today, it's mainly my parents and my brother and myself that are the core group of the family members who make maple syrup, and then we get support from my siblings and our spouses.
What is it about it that you love?
Oh, that's a good question. I love everything about the process of making maple syrup. It's you get to spend a lot of time outside, especially in those spring season, and even throughout the year we're constantly, improving our sugar bushes and our systems. So you get to spend a lot of time outside, and you get to spend a lot of time with your family and work beside them. It's something I really appreciate.
Now, you mentioned, working outside with the equipment and so on, even in your lifetime, but certainly over the course of the 70 years, things have changed quite a bit on the farm, and really the whole process has grown right alongside your family.
Oh, definitely. Like when it first began, it looked a lot like those romantic images you have of maple syrup, the horse-drawn sleigh collecting buckets. But now it's quite a sophisticated operation. We have 40,000 taps on our farm, and it comes to the camp mostly through a series of pump stations and underground lines. So we're making a lot more maple syrup now than they would have originally when they first moved to the farm.
What's it like learning these skills from your parents and your grandparents?
Yeah, it's such a wealth of knowledge that my parents have about making maple syrup. So I always appreciate growing up and learning from them. And there's always new things being developed in the industry with the manufacturers and with all the different research that goes into the process. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
It just keeps evolving, and keeping your finger on that pulse must be kind of challenging at times.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. There's new methods of collecting and boiling. And so, yeah, you really have to kind of keep up with the latest in the business.
What about the next generation? Is there any interest from,
hopefully, yeah, that's always the hope, is that the next generation will take over, and hopefully our children, they're still pretty young still, but, we hope that they'll be the fourth generation on the farm.
I'm guessing they love being around the farm as it is now. It's all they've ever known, right?
They do, yes, yes. My daughter loves being in the sugar camp and, helping how she can.
And I mean, they're expert taste testers, let's be honest.
They are, yes, that's right, yes. They love the maple syrup.
Well, this has been great. I want to thank you so much for taking the time. I know you're very busy, and stopping by has been it's been a real treat for me.
All right. Well, thanks for having me, Bob.
You've been listening to MyFM's Growing Up on the Farm, a look into local agriculture presented by Smith's Farm Equipment, also fueled by Kubota.